Juanita, and this is It Starts Now, the podcast that celebrates grown folk joy, bold conversations, and living your best life after 50. Join me, your host, Juanita, as I talk real talk about life, wellness, relationships, style, and everything in between, always with laughter, zero politics. You can catch us now on BBS Radio TV, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Your best life, it starts now. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to It Starts Now. You know, the podcast that gives you all that good stuff about you getting old, but you feeling great. Because we're not getting old, we're just feeling great. You know what? You know what's so funny today? So, first of all, Mother Nature is on crack because she wasn't using last week. Last week she was in the 70s and 80s. I think Mother Nature is back using again because it was 30 degrees today and me and the dog were not prepared for this type of weather. I want to live in the land of spring, but you know, Mother Nature has her own ideas. So, you know, I digress. You know, I love this show idea, and I saw this idea. I was reading this article in a psychology magazine. Yeah, I do read all kinds of stuff, and it did pop out on me. But the story was about talking about a quiet fade. And if you don't know what that means, Jennifer Palmer, she's going to break it down. Jennifer is one of my favorite people, one of my favorite guests. She knows all this. She knows everything. Every time I have a problem, I ask her. She comes on the show. She breaks it down because she is just that good. And she's going to also tell us about her new school that she has, her new course that she has, coursework, which is also very excellent. But the quiet fade, if you don't know what I mean, it's you know, where you find out that, you know, you're the person who, you know, you got older and your friends or the people that were around you, they seem like they only come around when you initiate stuff all the time, or, you know, you're always the initiator. You're always the person who comes up with stuff. And then all of a sudden you realize, I am getting old and I don't really care if these people come around me anymore. And I'm not saying everybody, because we know we have friends, we have longtime friends that have been in our lives forever and they're still a part of our lives. But it's this one, it's not loud. It doesn't come with drama. It doesn't come with arguments. It's subtle. It's the moment that you stop reaching out. You know what I mean, Jennifer? Like, you realize that some people will never reach back.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
And it's just, it's like you don't even realize it's happening until after I read that article. And when I reached out to you and I said, here's a subject matter. Can you deal with this? Can you tell? And she started throwing out all this stuff. And I said, and I was like, you know what? I don't even need to ask. I'm just going to say, okay, Jennifer, we're having this show today. Are you available? Because between you and Vicky, you all are my go-tos because you all are so vast in everything that's out there. So I want to welcome Jennifer to the show. And I, you know, first things first, I want to ask Jennifer, you know, from a spiritual an emotional standpoint, why do some relationships tend to fade when we stop initiating?
You know, it's very interesting, and every relationship is different, of course, but you know, you always hear the phrase, there are seasons and reasons for relationships and connections, right? Mm-hmm. And we all have our time and place together. And sometimes things are done, they're complete. There's not a need for a relationship any longer. And it can just fade away. Sometimes they will end more abruptly or more hurtfully, but other times they just fade into the night.
Wow. Yeah, because, you know, we outgrow the effort. I mean, we literally just outgrow the effort. And the effort means that we just stop wanting to be that person who wants to please people, and we just retreat, we go back. And I'm not going to call myself an introvert. I think I'm both, because I took a test one time and it says I was an introverted but extroverted, and it was both of them. So I'm not going to say I'm an introvert, but I'm slowly, Jennifer, I think I'm becoming that person.
Well, it's interesting because, well, we all have things that we're here to learn from, right? And the people that we're in relationship with, even more superficially, it serves a purpose. And on a spiritual level, on an emotional level, we all need certain levels of support. We all need feedback. Our human ego and the wounding within us needs to know if we are lovable enough, if we're good enough, if we're safe enough. And we often project and reflect those to each other. And, it's almost like we're little children in our wounding because, when we have traumas and things, it usually happens as children, and that's usually how we're defined as a foundation. It can be healed, of course, but so we have our wounded inner child, and then we have our inner teenager that's learned how to manage everything. We have our coping mechanisms, our rebellion, our hiding, our running, all of that is our coping mechanism. And so we're constantly running up against each other, trying to find ways to heal that, and interacting from the wounded parts of us. So it can be tough. And so, and if we're not doing a lot of the inner work, we end up taking everything personally. And there's a lot of pain that goes back and forth with that. And ultimately, we close our hearts. Or we set up really strong boundaries and kick people out, or whatever it is that we decide to do. Sometimes we just hide. So as we get older, and I'm 52, so I'm definitely experiencing some of this, and really even since, a lot of things changed after 2020. And more people have gone within, more people are hibernating and hiding. It's I think more than ever, we're experiencing loneliness and the heart wounds. And not enough people are going deeper within to do the healing. And I think that's what we're being called to do.
So I love that reference to 2020, because I think that and for me, because when I was forced to be home alone and not going out because of COVID, and I started dealing with those feelings and emotions or whatever, and then and I'm gonna throw that out there, and I guess I'm gonna hear some feedback from that. But when I had my surgery recently, and I always reference my sister, because she is my shero, and she is like my best friend now. And I watched people how they stepped up to me, and I watched people how they initiated with me as far as the healing, are you okay, or whatever. And I also noticed that if I don't go out of my way and start shit or start stuff and plan stuff, it doesn't happen. And I don't like that anymore, because now I'm at the point where I'm just like, I want someone to say to me, "Hey, let's do this. Hey, what are you doing, this particular day? Let's get together." I don't like initiating anymore. It's now driving me crazy to a point where I started finding myself hanging around new people. And the new people, get this, are younger. They feed into me so well that I can't get enough of it. And because they plan everything. They're planning everything for me. They're like, and I don't even care if they call me Miss Juanita. They're calling me Miss Juanita, but they're planning everything. They're inviting me to everything. And I like that.
Well, I think what I would say to some of this is, when we are chasing people in relationships, which is what you're talking about. There's different versions of that, of course. But when we're chasing each other, whatever you chase tends to run from you. And so what is it that you're looking for in those relationships? And if you're not receiving what you're needing, there's two things you can do. Find what you need elsewhere, and or look deeper for why you're needing it. Right? So like I said, we're always trying to find within each other to prove to ourselves, are we good enough, lovable enough, and safe enough?
I love that. That is
And
so true.
I mean, so when you think about it, when you have friends that maybe are fading away, or maybe you're fading away, what is it that they or you are hiding from? What is it that you're seeking? What is it, just to go out and have a good time, or are you feeling lonely and you need to find someone to fill that gap? And if you're feeling lonely, then what is it that's underneath of that? Does that feel unsafe? Does that mean that you're not lovable? Does that mean that you suddenly start fearing that people think you aren't good enough for their friendship? Right? So, and maybe all of that is true. Maybe they are holding something against you in some way. But whatever it is, relationships are easy ways to find within us what still needs to be healed.
And see, that's my next question. I was going to ask you, how can you tell the difference between a friendship that's naturally evolving versus one that, was never truly reciprocal in the first place?
Well, what I say to that is, we all have our own inner universe, right? And so if something is triggering me around a friendship, or something where somebody has left my life or pulled away, or even just gone out and stabbed me in the back or whatever happened, right? If it affects me emotionally, then there is healing there for me to do. So I focus on myself. I try not to look at the other person. I really try to look within me, because that person is contracted with me to help me heal. So that's how I try to approach it. And, we all have people, and we cannot make everybody happy all the time, ever. Like, we just can't. And there are no two people in this world that see everything the exact same way. There's going to be chaos. There's going to be division. There's going to be disagreements and judgment. As human beings, we judge. And so when you start doing more and more of that inner work to try to heal and understand the purpose, you start to realize that, you're doing all the same things. Like, you're judging. You have aspects of you that need healed. You responded likely in a way that your inner teenager is taking the rein, because your inner child is wounded. So if we can start looking at that and honoring the challenge and the difficulty and the pain that that relationship may have brought, then you know that that's something for you to look at. If they just tend to fall out of life, then they served a purpose. It's great. If there's no inner wounding, there's no trigger there for you, you're not feeling offended by it, they're not offended by it, then it's just time to move on.
And for someone who says, "Oh, I think you should try, to fix it." And you're just like, it was a season, it was great, but I'm good." And I don't think people understand that part, because they think, you're being sarcastic, but I am literally, if I say I'm good, I'm good.
Well, I mean, that's like saying, okay, you had your favorite outfit when you were 8 years old, and it was awesome. You felt amazing in it. It was your favorite thing. But is that what you're going to wear when you're in your 50s? Just because you loved it at the time? Right. No. So, there are seasons for things, and lovingly let go of what needs to move on.
And I think people, when they come up and say, "I think you should," whatever, and when you come back and you say, "No, I'm really good. I'm trying to tell you that I am good. I'm good with whatever happened." And oh, well, I think it's like, if you don't get it, what I'm saying to you as far as the good part, I'll tell you I'm not good. I'll tell you, "Hey, this affected me to a point where I don't know what I'm going to do." But saying that you're good, that takes strength.
Right. Well, and a lot of times, though, we say we're good when we're really not, and we're just putting on a mask. So when we're wearing masks, that doesn't really do us any good in the long run. It helps us in the moment because we have to move on, but we all do it, right?
We do.
We
We
do.
do. And I'll admit when I'm at a man, because I'll, especially if someone's close to me, I'll say, "No, I'm not good." I'm not going to say I'm good. I'm going to say, "No, this really messed me up, but I'm going to move on from it." But then when I come back to you and I say, "You know what? I am good now." that means that I've moved on, that I've actually put it to, to rest, and I've spiritually reconnected with the good.
Yeah, and you know how a lot of people say you need to forgive and let go,
Ooh, girl.
right?
I am not that person. I'm just gonna throw that out there now. I do not forget. I don't forget, and I don't forget. It's hard for me to forget. It's hard for me to forgive. It's okay. I'll say this. It's hard for me to forgive, but at some point, I do. I will do. But it's really hard for me to forgive.
Well, let me ask you this. For those times that you've forgiven somebody, when you think of them, do you feel unconditional love or do you still feel a little bit of a pain?
Oh, girl, that was good. There's no love. There's just, vaya con Dios, muchacha. I mean, it's no love. It's have a great life and make peace and blessings. That's it. I cut off people. I mean, and my sister used to say this all the time, but I have this thing where I can cut someone off to the point where I forget their name.
Yeah. Well, that's a coping mechanism. Yeah, I mean, and that's a strong coping mechanism, and it's been how you've survived heartache,
Right.
right? I think ultimately in the spiritual universe of things, right, the idea of unconditional love is what we're aiming for.
Right.
And it's not easy. I mean, you see someone who really caused a lot of pain or who did something, yeah, maybe they attacked you or beat you or worse, right?
Right, right.
That's a really hard thing to forgive. They caused a lot of pain. But one of the most powerful things you can do for yourself, not for them. It's not about, and I'm sure everyone has heard this, it's not about saying that what that person did is okay, like if they
Right.
really hurt you. It's about realizing that it served a purpose and that you're owning that purpose no matter what happened, and that you're using what happened to make yourself even better. So, how can you be of service to humanity with what you've been through? Right?
Yeah.
And to unconditionally love the soul that chose to play that role for you, not loving what happened and excusing what happened. Because, in my world, I believe in karma.
Right.
The karma happens, but, I also believe that it's not up to me to decide what that karma should be for that person. Right? So I let it go because I trust that there's a greater force that can handle it.
Right.
Right. So it allows you to let things flow and to let things be, and you can move more easily with the relationships. Now, I'm not saying don't discern who you're in relationships with. Don't try to figure out, what feels in alignment. Don't try to force things, of course. But to flow, to trust that the universe, God, creator, however you look at that, is going to bring you the people you need for the next level of understanding and healing. Right. So, can you unconditionally love that? I think you can. We often resist those things because it hurts, but it's what we're here for. And if we can understand that, then maybe we can start to at least unconditionally love ourselves as we're going through the process of just self-realization and honoring who we are and not needing to look for these things from other people. And the funny thing is when as we grow older, sometimes we come into harmony with that and we realize we don't need to find those things in other relationships and we feel very comfortable just being alone.
Yeah.
Like we're just enough. And if we're going to be with somebody, then it's just going to be for joy.
Right.
But other times, we've closed down our hearts and we haven't done the inner work and we're still finding ourselves fading from each other because we're trying to protect ourselves.
But with people, if you decided to say, people looking around and if she's always by herself, she's always lonely. But is it really that you're lonely or you just choose to be by yourself?
Well, I'd say that depends on you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I've met plenty of people. I mean, I'm actually one of them. I am fine. I don't need a bunch of friends. I don't need a lot of people to hang around. I
Right.
don't mind it. I enjoy it. I do tend to be more of an introvert. I recharge internally. So if I go to a party or something, I'm good after 2 hours.
Yeah.
But like I'm happy with me. I know who I
A lot of
am.
people are not. A lot of people are
Yes.
not. A lot of, especially when you get older, you just like, where have my life gone? Where the friends that call themselves friends, what happened to them? And then you just realize I love being alone sometimes, a lot lately. I mean, it's kind of messed up because my work, I'm always with, dealing with everybody. And I
Yeah.
actually think, Jennifer, that is why I am starting to pull back more, because for 30 years I've been dealing with that life, that being around people, being around fake people, being around good people, being around prestigious people. And then all of a sudden, when someone goes, "Oh, you want to go to this party? It's going to be blah." I said, "I'm good. I don't need to go." But they
Yeah.
think, they don't understand that it's like I've been doing this for 30 years.
And
I'm wasted. I'm
you
blown
change.
out.
Yeah. And you do change. I mean, I personally think that if you're doing life right, you are changing. You're changing who you are, you're changing your beliefs and your understandings, and you're caring more, you're finding more love within you and forgiving more. If you're doing these things and you're really working who you are, who you want to be around is going to shift.
You think
Because
it's fair to test a friendship? Let's, by pulling back.
well, no, I mean, I don't think, I think testing a relationship, it's testing to see if somebody is loving you enough, right? I think maybe for me, in the way I look at it, maybe a healthier way is to just have a conversation. Like, hey, where are you at? I noticed that maybe we're not in the same vibe, or we're not doing the same things, we're not connecting as much. What's going on? But a lot of people don't want to have that conversation because of what might get said. And that's painful. So, if we're running from pain, we're going to wear those masks and we're not going to talk.
So how do you know when a friendship has run its course?
Well, I mean, it's either there's again one of those two ways where it's either going to blow up and it's not going to be fun, or it's going to just kind of quietly go into the night and there's no ill feelings and you're just done. Like it's just moved on.
Like the quiet fade.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. And honestly, there's nothing wrong with the blow-ups either. It all serves a purpose.
Are we holding on to history instead of connection?
Right? Are you holding on to that, that 6-year-old or 8-year-old outfit?
That you can't fit in again, but yeah.
if the size changed and they made it to fit you, would you really want to wear
Would you really want to wear that? I mean,
it?
really? Yeah, that's actually a great analogy, Jennifer.
Yeah. I
That
mean, think
old.
about to some of your friends, back when you were like, let's say 15. And who you are now, and you, I mean, you might not even know who they are at this point, but think about they who they were and how immature they were, and just like the craziness of being in high school and just the rumors and the craziness. I mean, a lot of that still goes on even into your 50s, right? And but hopefully we've moved beyond that and we're looking for better, deeper, more caring, compassionate relationships, more of that unconditional love. That's really what we're all seeking. And it's hard to find. One time I was connecting with my guides and just, trying to figure out things in a relationship. And what I heard was, in fact, I think I was speaking with Jesus, who I call Yeshua. But basically, he was like, believe in humanity, but trust me. So,
I like that.
humans have a lot of faults. We all do, right? We judge, we get hurt, we get jealous, we whatever XYZ, and it causes pain. But we need to believe in each other enough that we can heal beyond it, because we do get better and better. And that's the goal. And if we're not getting better and better, then maybe it's time to go within and explore that.
So what does a healthy friendship look like at this stage in your life? Like, what would you consider a healthy like your healthy friendships or
Yeah,
a healthy friendship.
definitely my two cents. Everybody would have their own point of view on this, but for me, it would be somebody that sees me for my intentions, that sees me for what I'm trying to do. I'm not perfect, nobody is, and we're
Right.
all going to make mistakes, right? But
Right.
I would hope that somebody sees me without judgmental eyes, unconditionally loves me, talks to me with what their needs are, and maybe how we can work together to just really enjoy life in our connection. And if we are meant to grow from it and have some sort of healing with it, things are going to come up. And so when they do, that we agree that that's our connection and we're going to look at it and appreciate it and love it and not ever go into any kind of blame. But of course, if you think somebody's standing in that space and then they don't hold up their end of the bargain, you gotta have certain, I call it rules of engagement, other people call healthy boundaries. The idea of boundaries, it's funny, and I talk to people about this sometimes, some of my clients. Boundaries to me feels like, here's my hand, step on back, get out. Right? And it's usually done in anger, right? And when you take an action like that in anger, you're creating a massive block in the relationship and in your heart. And it's not to say that sometimes you don't need to do that, because especially if someone's abusive or dangerous, of course, you have to take certain actions. But for the average friendship, that's not really necessary. It's more about healthy rule setting. Like, okay, what is it I really want from the relationship? What is it I'm really looking for? What feels good to me? What aligns with goodness and purity and wholeness and happiness and healing? And if it's not that, it's probably more toxic. So you can have like codependency and, narcissism, and, we can go down all kinds of roads with that. But all of that is toxic. And I don't really want to be a part of that. It's, I don't want to be the rescuer in a relationship. I don't want to always have victim mindset around me where I'm always needing to rescue people, right? So that's like one of the things that a lot of us get into. And there's a codependency there of needing to rescue versus needing to be rescued,
Rescued, right.
right? And nobody wants to be the victim in that, but we all play that role. We are all victims at times in relationships, and it's complicated when you have really entangled relationships that are unhealthy, right? Trying to step out of it, but it's important. Right. I think it's really wise for people to just start looking at what truly serves their growth and healing.
Yeah, because you just don't want to continue to go to a situation where you're just like, okay, where's the alcohol? Because I need to drink to get through this. It's like, and I've had situations like that recently, and I'm just like, I don't want to drink just so I can deal with you. And then I just get quiet, and I'm like, oh, look at the time, I gotta go. I've drank all your alcohol. I'm good, and now I'm leaving. But I'm so glad you answered all these questions. But and one last question I want to ask: have you experienced a quiet fade? Like, do you personally, and what did it teach you about yourself?
Yeah, I've experienced quiet fade. I've also experienced the blow-ups, and but the quiet fade specifically, it taught me, because usually when that happens, we're like, okay, what did I do wrong? What's wrong with me? That's usually my go-to, because I think, uh-oh, I'm different. Something's wrong with me. They didn't like me, or so I was looking for, am I lovable enough, or am I good enough, right? And so what that teaches me is there's still a part of me that needs to be looked at. Because honestly, if I'm good enough and I trust that and I have unconditional love for myself, I don't care what you think, because what you think is coming from your own wounding.
Oh, I like that.
Right? So that's how I tend to look at things, and it's what helps me get better and better in my own being.
Yeah, because for years I used to have this problem, and I think someone a long time ago just kind of sat me down and said stop. But I had this problem with I've always wanted to feel appreciated, or I never wanted people to not like me or say bad things, or it was like years I was dealing with that, and then one day something just snapped, like the show snapped, and I just went like, I don't care.
Amazing. Yeah.
I don't care.
I've had a hard time with that too. And I remember hearing in different from different people, honestly, who have shows and things like that. And what they say is, if you don't have a lot of haters, you're not doing it right.
Oh,
Right?
I
Because you're
like
trying too
that.
hard to capitulate and too hard to be likable enough. So you're wearing masks. Right? So if you're showing up into a relationship wearing masks, are you really honoring a connection, or are you just trying to feel lovable enough? Right? And so if you really want true, deep, beautiful friendships, connections, relationships, you got to not wear a mask. So that's what you were doing. And when you finally say, I don't give an F about any of it, fine. You know what? So what? People are going to think what they think. People, you're going to have critics no matter who you are. And the more you take off your mask, the more critics you'll have. But it's an important process because otherwise we're just part of the herd. We're not truly living who we're meant to be.
And I think, Jennifer, for me, I mean that I'm so glad you talked about this, because when I saw this article and I kept saying, when I read it and it just kind of just hit me, it's like, wow, yeah, I'm getting older. Every day you're getting older, and all of a sudden there's a quiet fade, and I'm just, I enjoy being with myself. I enjoy doing things, certain people, and if they're not there, I don't care anymore. I mean, I shouldn't say I don't care. It doesn't bother me as much as it used to. And I appreciate talking to us about this. It really opened my eyes.
I appreciate you bringing me on. Thank you so much.
I want you to tell my audience before you go, how can people reach you and this wonderful coursework that you have now?
Sure. Go to my website at www.jenn-palmer.com. So jen-palmer.com. And you can find my group there. I have an online community group that I recently started called Soul Growth and Awakening.
That's it.
And it's on the school platform, the SKOOL platform. And it's $22 a month. You get access to so many different amazing teachings and techniques and protocols and healings. And I get on twice a month with people and we do meditations and healing work. So for the price, it's a really great deal if you want to start looking within.
And so, and you said, and this is all, is it all virtual?
Yeah, it's all virtual.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. Jennifer, thank you so. I'm sitting here like saying here, I gotta ask her, but I'm out of time. But I'm gonna have you back on, because someone just sent me a message. I guess they're hearing the show, and they sent me a message, and they said, ask Jennifer. Well, I'll put the. She just gave it to me. I guess it came out late. She just gave me the information, but I'll put it on the show notes, and I'll make sure that you get it. I can't read who this person. I won't say the person's name, but they wanted to get your information, so I'm gonna put it on the show notes. They sent me a text. I mean, it came through my Facebook Messenger thing. So thank you for that. And listen, not everybody is meant to go with you into the next chapter. We know this. And that's not loneliness, that's clarity. Until the next time, you keep showing up yourself. And because you know what I always say, it starts now. Bye bye. That's a wrap for today on It Starts Now. Catch us on BBS Radio TV and all your streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, CastBox, and more.
Want to keep the conversation going? Hit that subscribe button and share this episode with your crew. And you got a brand or business that you want to promote? Let us team up. Email me at thebeautyfiles2@gmail.com or facejobmedia.com. Your best life, it starts now. We'll see you the next time. Bye-bye.